Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September 11th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 3.5 cents at 368.5, November beans up 18.5 cents at 996, and December wheat down 6.25 cents at 542. Well, a sterling close in the beans, pretty good close in the corn. Wheat actually pretty weak, but as we've been saying, we thought that if the report was friendly corn and beans, they would buy corn, sell wheat, buy beans, sell wheat, and that's pretty much what we saw here today. I thought the beans would be higher just off the exports, 3.3 million this morning, plus the additional sale of 262,000 metric tons. I thought beans should be higher. We blew through all the resistance in the 80s from 980 to 990. Closed at 996. Really couldn't have been too much better of a close. This is the highest close we've seen on November beans on this contract since December of 2017. Meal hasn't been this high since October of 2019. So these were all great closes in the meal and the beans. Oil, a strong close here. If we can close oil, December oil over 34 cents, I think it's got a legitimate shot at 38 to 39 cents. The reports came out a little bit bearish on the corn. They only cut the carry out by 250 million. They lowered production by 350 million bushels, but I think they're holding back on some of the Chinese export or import business from the U.S. until they really see more evidence of that. But I think it's coming. The bean carry out, very friendly, down 150 million from 610 down to 460. So all in all, pretty friendly for the corn and beans. The wheat, they came out with the world stocks up 2.6 million metric tons. That's why guys were selling the wheat against the corn and beans out here. Where do we go from here? I think the funds continue to add to their long positions in the corn, trying to build a nice position. After today, I'm guessing they're only long maybe 30,000 contracts of corn. Normally in a long position, they can be anywhere from 200 to 300,000 contracts long. So that tells me we've got some serious upside potential. Daily charts, the weekly charts have all broken out to the upside. So it looks pretty positive out here. The bean chart, again, we're a little bit overbought up here and we've extended it pretty far here. We've rallied $1.67 from the April lows, but I think there may be more coming yet. So, I'm encouraged by what I saw with the corn and the beans. I don't think the wheat's going to stay down too long if corn and beans continue to rally. But I still think they'll probably be the weak sister here for a while. Glad to get through these reports. Glad to see higher closes in the corn and the beans. The beans actually traded lower after the report by about a half a cent, then rallied 4 to 5 cents late to give us the really decent closes out here. So it looked like, the grains might have had a chance to fall apart. The beans broke 8 cents off their highs, but then came back just about all the way by the close. So I thought that was pretty impressive action with the funds defending their positions. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.